From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. As COVID-19 cases have increased dramatically in urban centers, CDC guidelines have led healthcare providers across the country to cancel outpatient procedures and elective surgeries. In rural areas, that's left already struggling clinics and hospitals without a vital source of income. I spoke with Tim Walters, Director of Reimbursement at Citizens Memorial Healthcare in Bolivar, to find out more.
We've seen a significant drop off in services as far as both hospital revenues as well as in our clinics as patients are canceling appointments, and we've discontinued, most of our hips and knee replacements, things like that. Just in the last 2 weeks, our net revenue is down over 40% for the hospital and for our clinics. For a monthly basis, that would be the equivalent of about a $5 million loss in revenue. So just a very devastating impact as far as the health system itself. As we prepare for a patient surge that may be coming later in the spring, just so it's kind of quite a quandary that we're in terms of trying to overcome the lost revenue, but keep all the staffing in place so we're ready to meet our patients' needs.
You mentioned the financial impact, the CARES Act, the Relief Act that passed last week. Is there anything in that that could soften the financial blow for you?
There are a number of provisions in there that we are evaluating. There's some that provides some support. For example, there's a suspension of the 2% Medicare sequestration cut that's been in effect since 2013. It takes about $1 million a year out of our revenue. That's been suspended for an 8-month period. So that's nice. That's probably maybe $700,000 of benefit. But with the revenue we've lost, that's less than a week of replacement for that revenue. The big issue out there is there's a $100 billion emergency fund that is set up for healthcare providers to access. We are waiting for CMS and HHS to issue the rules on how we can go about applying for that. So that, I guess, is the biggest single item in that bill. Personally, I don't think that $100 billion is going to be enough when I see what's already happening in New York and Washington State and other places and what those facilities are experiencing. So I don't know, and my concern is that fund may be drained pretty quickly before hospitals in the heartland of the country have a chance to even apply for it. So we're going to have to try and go ahead and be ready to apply once the rules are there.
Have you had any confirmed cases in your area?
Yeah, so we are in Bolivar, in the middle of Polk County, but we do serve all the surrounding counties as well. We serve Dade, Cedar, Hickory, and Dallas County, and St. Clair County. Cedar County has seen 5 cases so far. They went from 0 to 5 over the weekend, so that's the first significant outbreak in the rural areas around us. Springfield, of course, and Greene County have a number of cases. We do have one employee that works in Bolivar but actually lives in Cedar County that has tested positive, doing well, confined at home. But again, I think that's one of the 5 cases in Cedar County. But again, there's no official cases in Polk County at this point.
The governor so far has refused to issue a statewide stay-at-home order. How do you feel about the prospect of such an order?
I think it would help. I mean, I kind of understand, in the counties that have no cases, why stay at home? But I think the whole idea is to try and minimize the potential cases. So yes, I think it would make sense to try and have a statewide. Obviously, it's been encouraged, but there's no order. But I think it would make sense to have an order just to try and keep those cases down and certainly keep it out of the rural counties, particularly because many of those rural counties that have no cases, they also have very limited healthcare resources out there. A number of the counties with 0 cases also don't have a hospital, for example. And so those patients, if they do have difficulties, they're going to have to travel to another county, particularly, into an urban area potentially for care. And that's just going to stress the system even more. So I think it's important to try and minimize cases and keep it out of rural parts of the state. If we don't, if that $100 billion fund, for example, if that gets depleted too quickly, we are hoping Congress will act to recognize the need more. I was really hoping even within the CARES Act, there would be a separate pool for rural providers, because I think that's something that so many rural hospitals are already have negative operating margins, which we had before this even started. We have a small negative margin, and so this is just going to make it that much harder. And I think I'm afraid we will see rural hospitals that are going to close during this crisis. I think we need to do everything we can to keep them going, through the crisis at a minimum, but hopefully long term, with some support from the federal government. So I really feel like there's going to be a need for additional help from the federal government and hopefully from the state level as well. The state's getting some extra resources from the federal government, even on the Medicaid side. And so I'm hoping Jeff City can even help out, because what's coming from Washington is not going to be enough for hospitals right now. So I'm hoping Jeff City will also be able to provide some additional support for Missouri providers.
That was Tim Walters, Director of Reimbursement at Citizens Memorial Healthcare in Bolivar. For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.